Around the country, state governments are feeling the pain of the economic slide, the housing crisis, the credit crunch. Nevada has the dubious distinction of being judged the state hardest hit by the downturn. Its economic decline since January 07 is the worst in the nation, according to a new report from the policy research organization, the Rockefeller Institute. So we've called Nevada's state treasurer, Kate Marshall, to get a sense of what that means for the state and for her as treasurer. Thanks for being with us.
Hi. Thank you for calling me.
And what are the forces, Kate, that are hitting Nevada's economy so hard?
Well, there's really three things that are contributing to the economic slowdown, right? One is the housing situation. We were up really, really high, and the higher up you are, the greater your fall. And so we've been hit very hard by that.
I think you have the highest foreclosure rate in the country, is that right?
We do. We increased so much. We had such a bubble compared to the rest of the country. So the housing situation is hitting us. Related to that is the credit markets. Much of our development is driven by debt. We have a lot of projects online, and that's a plus and minus. It's a minus because that means today we slow down. Maybe there's not as many jobs. Maybe we're taking kind of a step back. But it also means that things are in place so that when the economy eases up, we can launch forward. And then the third thing is the consumers. Budgets are strained. Gaming is a discretionary playtime.
And you depend a lot on gaming revenues.
Yeah, that's a large part, perhaps a little over a third of our revenues to the state. And so high gas prices, are you going to drive over from California? Are you going to drive over from Arizona? Maybe you're going to rethink that.
Well, what is all that, with all of those factors coming into play here, what does that mean for the state budget?
Believe it or not, early in the summer, we did an economic forum. We had a special legislative session, and we went in and cut and slashed and took a very hard line. And so we are currently meeting our new projections.
How much did they have to cut?
8%, maybe 7.5%. And for this next legislative session that starts in January, they're asking us to cut 14%. I submitted my budget. I cut 14%. I'm down to, I'll tell you, we're at bone now. We're at bone on that.
So if things get worse, which a lot of people are projecting that they will, mm-hmm. what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Less steak, more beans. I mean, what can I tell you, you know? You have to work through it. Not fun. Nevada is kind of a state where in good times, we can handle it flush. In bad times, we kind of advertise more and get more creative. In some ways, we have the flexibility to do that. But in other ways, having that flexibility means you also have to have the flexibility to tighten your belts a little more than most, maybe.
What's the thing that keeps you up at night as state treasurer? What's the thing that you worry about? Maybe if it's not now, maybe 6 months from now, 8 months from now.
The stress on my employees. I worry about them. You know, they're working very, very hard. They're working very long hours. My investment employees get in at 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes earlier, to try and buy before the market's open. I worry about their stress a lot. I don't so much worry about the government's budget or whether we're going to be able to make ends meet, because kind of the way I approach things is you do what you need to do. It's not a question of whether you can. The fact is you will. And so I think that we'll simply go forward in that regard, but it puts a lot of pressure on my employees when they're out there. This morning, for example, I was talking to my investment officer. She's getting 1%. Last quarter, we were getting 3% on average, which means sometimes 5%. So that's a lot less revenue, but for me, what's important right now is safety.
Kate Marshall is the state treasurer for Nevada. She's speaking with us from the capital, Carson City. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.